Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
Co-host Susie.
Hi, everybody.
And what a show episode 45 was. Yeah, it was a little late in getting it out, but I think it was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait.
Many thanks to Jersey Bill, who I actually see in the chat room.
Hi, Jersey Bill.
And Ryan Bell for sitting around and talking to us.
That was a good interview.
And, you know, it's funny because the Muslim bit we did, where I said, you know, there's like no tolerance in Islam.
Right.
Since we recorded that, a kid got sentenced to 3 years in Egypt for insulting Islam on his Facebook page.
Wow.
You know what he put? I am an atheist.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
three years in jail.
Bad. Bad, bad.
And his own father testified against him. Yeah, Islam's tolerant. Islam is tolerant where they're a minority. If you can show me somewhere where they're tolerant when they're in the majority, then maybe I'll believe you.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
So, we're here at 347-857-3340. You want to call in and talk about past episode or any past episode or future episodes or conferences or, you know.
So, I caught the show. I don't usually listen to the show, as you guys might know, but I listened to this one because Bill said I should because I do this show, and I should at least try to remember what happened on the last show. So I listened to the show. It was funny as hell.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I was chuckling a bit when I was editing.
I was crying, laughing on the way home in the car.
And Proverbs is fun. You know, there's a lot there. We got through five chapters because there was just so much to comment on.
I don't much.
It's not like Psalms where it's like, oh, look, he's saying the same thing again.
Yeah, I don't much remember the actual recording, but the end product was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, thanks to Jersey Bill for being here, because otherwise I kind of would have been alone with vowels.
Yeah, that was, okay, I was progressively drunker, and I would have to say I was a little intoxicated by the Bible segment.
You know, it's funny. If you listen to the show, we did not record those segments in order.
Which you can tell.
You can really tell because, like, we did segment one. You listen to segment one, you drink a little. Segment two, you drink a little more. Segment three with Ryan Bell, you're
didn't
fine.
Drink. I learned my lesson.
You're fine. Air code 111. You are on.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Jersey. What's
hey. Yes, I noticed what you were talking about.
Yeah, suddenly, it's like suddenly at the commercial break, she's sober, and then at the next commercial break, she's way tanked.
Way. I noticed in the Bible segment, as serious, I was a little drunk, and then I was a lot drunk. I don't know. You guys probably didn't.
Yeah,
you have a threshold.
You have a tipping point.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows you and has hung out with you that can tell you that, like, there is a tipping point. And yours hit right in the middle of Proverbs. If I hadn't had Jersey Bill there, I would have been talking to myself.
Yes, you would have been. I yeah.
Because you were assuring us that your vagina has superpowers.
Yes.
Because I'm, like, speculating. Is that what the Bible's saying? And Susie's like, damn right. My vagina can do that. He can do everything.
Yeah, I didn't know Susie was a superhero.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's got their superpowers.
Oh, just my vagina is a superhero.
Yeah, it can suck honor at 20 paces.
It can suck down anything.
Suck down honor.
As you can hear, I seriously choked and shot the tea through my nose when she said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I left that in. That was just funny.
Yep.
It's always funny when somebody puts, like, liquid through their nose.
Yep.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
And I noticed I have a different laugh. It seems a little more maniacal the more drunk I get.
Yeah, it was a little maniacal.
I was listening.
A little bit.
And he goes, ha, 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 as opposed to It was pretty funny. But thanks for being there because, wow, was I hammered. And that was a really fun show to do. You were a great guest bartender, Bill.
Thank you. Yeah, it was funny because it seemed like one minute we were talking about, you know, staying away from adulterous women. And then Bill just made one comment about, you know, that it would take away your honor. And Bill made one comment about vaginas possibly sucking up people's honor. And next thing you know,
I don't know how this happens.
Yeah. Next thing you know, Susie's claiming that her vagina can suck up anything. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. That escalated fast.
Oh, she was kind. She had no memory of the end.
I don't remember the end at all. It was really fun to listen to. That's why I had to listen, because I'm like, feels like, oh, you got to hear this. I'm like, all right, I'll listen, because that's not usually what I do, but.
It was good.
It was fun. And we did, and I remember because I asked him if I was awake for our outro.
Yes and no.
And he
well,
said,
not the first one. You were kind of AOL for the first one.
Yeah, well, she just got up and left. And I'm like, I think she went to pee, but maybe she went to lay down. Because
Yep. Sometimes,
you know, you just don't know. You get distracted, you lay down. And then she came back and she was like all pissed off that we'd done it. So I put them both in.
Right.
That's funny. That's too funny.
We almost forgot how to do it, too, when you came back.
I'm sure.
You were a little.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but that was cool. It was a good time.
Yeah.
We still got like 26 chapters of Proverbs to go, so who knows what's coming next.
Proverbs is interesting, let me tell you.
Yeah. I'm not feeling the wise.
No,
yeah, me neither. All I'm feeling is the fear.
I think I picked out like 3 verses that were actually good advice. Well, maybe, let me be fair, maybe 5 or 10 that were good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 5 chapters that we covered, you know, and the rest of it was just, yay, wisdom is awesome, or just bunk, just bad.
At least wisdom is female.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
When you're going to personify.
If you're going to personify wisdom, at least it should be female.
Yep.
Well, that way you can suck the honor out of people.
Because you can't do that without a vagina. Because
wisdom has all the honor. Right.
Oh, yeah. And can mock you when you ignore her.
Even though they frown on mocking. See, I got a lot out of this episode.
Yeah. Well, it's a double mocking standard.
Yep.
Like, if they're mocking, good.
I mock
the mockers.
If they're
being mocked, bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I get that a lot on Twitter, too, when I'm doing my fencing. Oh, it's not nice to mock religion. Well, it's not nice to have a dumb idea and expect it not to be mocked.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Really? You believe in a talking snake and I can't make fun of that? I'm supposed to respect that? Speaking of talking snakes and origins, making some progress on the evolution segment. We may have somebody to come in and work evolution with us. Hopefully by Darwin Day. That's my goal.
Cool.
We'll start that. It'll be like an every third week segment, maybe twice a month. Just to balance out my counter-apologetics. They've done all the basic Christian arguments.
All right, but don't expect much more than bleary-eyed attention.
Oh, you'll be good. You'll learn this. By the time we're done, you're going to be like paleontologist Sue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think?
No.
Something
no,
that
don't,
Rachel
don't,
would be proud of?
I don't. I'm really making this shit up as I go. But somewhere between that and where you are now, I'm sure is where you'll be.
Ah, all right. I can do that.
But, so that's a good thing, up and coming.
Yep.
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 And
by the way, did either one of you get my comment on the 600 friends post?
Yeah.
Or
thank you.
Or do I have to give up my nerd license?
Oh no. I think. Well, did I get your comment on it?
Yes.
I know I put something out there trying to get.
Yeah. You liked it. You must have read it.
I did read it. You know, it's late. I am not drunk, I swear.
I don't know that I read it, so.
Oh, you didn't read it.
Oh, I try to keep up, but I'm at work usually.
Well, you should visit it right now, then.
What'd you say?
What did it say, Bill?
I said I am now and have always been your friend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. That I understood. See, I would have got that right away.
Right. Yep.
Oh, you could throw some obscure Trek at me, and I'll
right.
get
that
it.
Was an it, that I didn't expect
oh,
it, you know,
Trek.
To be obtuse. You know,
that's like very obvious Trek. So you should have got that.
I did. As soon as he said it, it made
yep.
it sounded like.
I mean, you know, it's not like he said, "Nice to meet you, Pinocchio."
Yeah,
right?
I don't know these things. You know what? I didn't know Trek at all until I met you. So.
No, that was Next Generation reference.
Doesn't matter.
Nice to meet you, Pinocchio. Because Data was
me.
A robot that wanted to be a real boy. So Riker called him Pinocchio in the first season.
Oh.
And that's the first thing he said to him when they met. Nice to meet you, Pinocchio. Jeez.
Well,
a Trek illiterate.
I am Trek illiterate. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I know. You're just not as white and nerdy as me.
That's true. That's definitely true. But I'm glad you have people like Jersey Bill who are as white
yeah, well,
and nerdy.
Yeah, there's a lot of nerds out there. I mean,
Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam Reeks is.
Yeah, and he's supposed to guest bartender, but we had to cut him off because somebody had gallbladder surgery.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we got to get him to come back. But.
I can't get any more unhealthy. I shouldn't say that. I probably can
I
get
know,
more
a few
unhealthy.
Surgeries in a year, you're done.
But
like you,
I've reached my quota.
You used your quota for 5 years, all in 2014.
Right.
So
hopefully
you're
that's
done.
All over now.
You can't even have a cold in 2015. You're not even allowed.
I want to work on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to work on avoiding the whole cold.
Well, apparently wisdom will keep you healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I read
yeah.
that some. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even
I remember
medicine.
Reading that.
Just Yahweh wisdom. So I read that somewhere. I don't know where.
But you got to have the fear, too.
Yeah.
Or it
doesn't work. I remember that verse. You said it was this worst verse in the Bible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
lean not on your own
understanding. Yeah.
Yep.
In my opinion, the absolute worst verse in the Bible. Because it sets up all the others. Because you look at the others, and even if you're a reasonable person looking at those, going, ooh, I don't know if that's moral. Wait, lean not on my own understanding. Okay, it must be moral to dash babies into rocks. Because I can't trust my own understanding. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it just gives people reason to be ignorant.
Oh, I was listening to No Religion Required, and people sent in Bible verses to Miss Ashley, and for some reason they all had something to do with dung. It was like a
story oh, yeah.
of dung. It was hilarious.
That's
so
funny.
Shout out to No Religion Required and the dung verse thing. I need to send them a Bible. I really do. I'm going to send them one.
What do you send them Bible verses for?
I don't know, because they read them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
I should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to send something for first, Bill.
Yeah, they're asking people to send in their favorite Bible verses so Ashley can read them.
I'm going to send something
for
first.
Because she sounds so cute when she reads stuff.
Yeah, especially yeah, when she's like, what the?
Yay, and they did enter the bar rooms.
That's funny.
And the dung of the bull was wiped from their eyes. And lo, there was beer. And it was good. And there was much rejoicing. That's from First Bill.
Yeah?
Chapter 2, verse 4.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, you know.
Yeah, good job, Bill.
Yep.
Yeah, if Smith can write his own book, why can't I?
Exactly.
Yep.
So I was on my Facebook page, and one of my believer friends, the good one, not the bad one. I have, like, categories. She put something on there. It was funny because I think we covered this recently or something about the kid who got in trouble for bringing his Bible to school. Well,
yeah.
She put on there, like, she posted that on there, and I had to write underneath it, you know, like, there's no law that says you can't bring your Bible to school.
Yeah.
I said, it means just as much as bringing Harry Potter or 50 Shades of Grey to school.
That's true.
And it was funny because I'm waiting to see how many of her friends go, oh, you shouldn't take 50 Shades of Grey to school, you know, either.
Yeah. Did anybody bite?
Not yet.
No.
I'm hoping, though.
Yeah, because, like, there's less sex in 50 Shades of Grey than in the Bible.
Right.
And it's less perverted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Something like that.
But if anybody's out there, you want to talk to us, we got Jersey Bill also on the line who guest hosted the episode. So call us in at 347-857-3340. One of the articles I've seen recently, and we'll probably cover it in 46, but I guess we could talk a little bit about it now, that Orange County school is back in the news. Because Christian News Service or something put out, under pressure from atheists, school bans handing out Bibles. And people only read the headline.
I know.
They don't read all day. And, you know, it's really hard to debate with people when I have to go, okay, first of all, your facts are wrong. So here's the real facts. The real facts are, the school didn't want handing out anything. They weren't really interested. The Christian group sued to have access to the school. FFRF got involved, tried to oppose them. The court said, no, they can have access to the school. Free speech, free exercise. FFRF turned around and said, okay, if it's free speech and free exercise, here's the things we'd like to hand out.
Yep.
And the school district disapproved everything the FFRF had to say. Let the people hand out the Bibles. So the FFRF had to go to court, and the court said, no, you can't censor them like that. Besides, you can't say a book of Bible quotes is inappropriate if you're handing out the Bible. Really, that's all it was
right.
Bible quotes. Yeah, there was a funny cartoon in the front of a Bible grabbing a woman, but, like, you know, a Bible with arms and legs, like,
that's
trying
funny.
To grab her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which was funny, but it's just Bible quotes and commentary on those quotes. You know, this is not a good thing. You can't. So the stuff they were objecting to is actually straight from the Bible. Anyway, then the Satanic Temple chimed in and said, hey, we're going to have our coloring books, and we're coming to hand those out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hand out satanic literature. What happened was, now the school said, okay, no, nobody's handing anything out. And funny, because what the guy said at the time, when this has been a few weeks, but they just put out the story again, so it's all hubbub on the internet right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what the guy said was, people are abusing it. And there were some Christians that, once I corrected them and said, no, you don't understand what's happening, read the story. They actually read the story, and they were cool. There are some that just insisted, no, that wasn't the way it was.
That's always.
I'm like, dude, read the story from the Christian news service.
That's always the way it is, though.
And then there were some that were perfectly fine with that. There should be Bibles and nothing else, because that's free speech. They're insisting that that is free speech. One guy even said, well, why can't you just guys just back off and let the majority have what they want? Okay, let me be very clear on this. Free speech is not about the majority.
Nope.
The majority never needs their free speech rights protected.
Right.
It's the fucking majority. They're always able to speak. It's the minority. It's the unpopular opinion. That's why we protect free speech.
Yep.
Because if the unpopular opinion was silenced, then it wouldn't be like one of those forms of government.
Well, then anybody can be silenced.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And you never know when you're not going to be in the majority on a given issue. And you don't want to be silenced. Therefore, we don't do it. I don't know. We could talk free speech because I, you know, but that was most of my debates today, back and forth with people. You know, I actually had to report a dude on Twitter today. I have never filed a Twitter report ever since I've had the account. But this guy I reported.
Why?
Because he started just tweeting weird shit at me, all kinds of, like, off the wall. And then it was, I will kill you and your woman, too. And I'm like, no, no. Okay, you're done. First of all, so I blocked him and reported him.
Wow.
You don't threaten to kill people.
I don't know,
threats of violence. I'm taking it seriously. You know? Just we, Charlie. Right?
Just to get people, yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So,
I mean,
you know.
You don't agree with somebody, so you threaten them. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And they think they're, you know, oh, I'm anonymous. Nobody can find me. They can find you.
Big mistake. Big mistake, because that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure Twitter will, you know, do something about it. Because, I mean, they can read his tweets and see where he said that. I will kill you. And they, no. You don't ever get to, and oh, I debated a Muslim today.
Oh, Jersey Bill, I was going to ask you.
Sure.
How'd you like the interview with Ryan Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. I thought it was really, really great the way you played, what he said it in the prior interviews, so that he could, because he was like kind of fuzzy on what he said a year ago, and so you just brought it to him so he could look at it and comment on it. I thought that was great.
Did you ever wish you could talk to yourself? You say self.
I really did surprise him with that when we were recording.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he'd objected, it never would have made
the
show.
It would have started over.
But I thought he really enjoyed it, too.
I think so, too.
It's kind of a look back and then look forward. Yeah, it was kind of neat. I really like Ryan Bell. He's a really great guy.
Yeah, I do, too.
We did get to meet him once, and we're going to see him again at ReasonCon, but definitely a decent guy. You should definitely read his blog, if nothing else.
Yeah, I'm thinking I wanted to get more on Path from him, because wouldn't it be cool if they could start Path here in Philly?
Well, the website is on the show notes.
I know.
Last episode, so anybody wants more information can go there.
Yeah, but I want to start the PATH mission in the Philly area.
Okay. I have no idea how one would go about that, but I mean.
But that's what I have Ryan Bell for.
Worthy cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have Ryan Bell for, though. That's the plan.
That's a plan. I guess.
I get good plans.
You have great plans. You are planner extraordinaire. But I really enjoyed episode 45. Looking forward to 40. Diving back into Psalms.
Not Psalms, Proverbs.
Oh, I did it. Oh, shoot.
Proverbs.
Always screw up on live shows. Yeah, Proverbs, because we're never going back to Psalms.
Never going back to
look
Psalms.
I just got. Diving back into Proverbs should be fun, you know, because maybe somewhere there's actually some wisdom. I think there's more sex talk. Like,
yeah,
coming up.
Apparently, it's a very sexy book, right?
Well, no,
stay away from not just stay away from those adulterous women with their honey lips, huh?
Like the worst shit you can do is with your sex organs. The most moral crap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, killing people. Well, that's wrong most of the time, but okay sometimes. But sex, that's really bad.
That's why violence is okay on TV and not nudity or sex.
Yeah.
Well, I have to wonder about a book that spends chapters warning us about the evils of sex and never bothers to say, don't own people.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just run out and say, oh, and by the way, don't own people.
Oh, and I want to bring up the word heathen again. I know I'm really stuck on this and I'm really going to play this into the dirt, but I was having a discussion with a believer today.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about, he didn't know my views on, he doesn't know where I stand because it was at work. So I don't share that. So I just listen intently, you know, and he said, he was watching because CNN's on in the break room and he was watching the things about, Paris and terrorists. And he was like, yeah, those people are just heathens. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Here
it is. And actually, he was wrong.
Yep.
When he called Muslims a heathen, he is wrong. A person who does not belong to a widely held religion, especially one who is not a Christian, a Jew, or Muslim, is as regarded by those who do.
Oh.
So,
yep.
No. Synonyms, pagan, infidel, idolater, heretic, unbeliever, disbeliever, non-believer, atheist, agnostic, skeptic, heathen. Yeah.
Good job, Bill. I still hate the words. I
love it. I freaking love it.
Because I always, maybe it's my background of growing up that's just bad.
Well, that's because it means not Christian.
Yeah.
That means it means not Jesus.
Quick report on my humanist encounter over the weekend.
Make it quick because we're down to 2 minutes.
It's awesome. We had dinner and then we played Cards Against Humanity until midnight and had a wonderful time.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yep.
We had a really good time at the
Delaware County Atheists.
Delaware County Atheists, too. That was awesome.
That's going to be a good group. We're going to have Matt go.
Yeah.
Very soon. And we just hit the 90-second mark.
Yep.
So, Bill, good talking to you again, buddy.
Great.
Yeah, thanks for calling and thanks for having me
on the show. And anytime you'd like, I'd be happy to be on it again.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
Cheers,
all right.
Bill.
All right,
yep.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Well, with that, we're about done with the show. Susie, any last words?
Nope.
Of wisdom?
I don't have any words of wisdom.
But if you want words of wisdom,
except my vagina can do all that crap.
You can tune in to episode 46, where Susie and I are going to explore some more wisdomness.
Awesome.
And hopefully, by Darwin Day, we'll have a new segment.
What's Darwin Day?
It's February 12th, Darwin's birthday.
Oh, okay.
We'll have a new segment to counterbalance the counter-apologetics. And I'm probably not going to include a counter-apologetic and an interview anymore.
Okay.
It's just too long of a show.
Okay.
Anyways, 3 segments. We're keeping it to 3. With that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.